proportional to such expenses.
A cost-plus arrangement that critics say leaves little incentive to save. The more taxpayer dollars Halliburton spends, the more Halliburton makes.
The place that they chose for orientation in Kuwait was a huge resort set right on the ocean. Had, I think, 3 swimming pools.
Marble floors, mahogany woodwork. It's just beautiful. You could go and rent wave runners and go out and play in the water.
I was told this, don't question it, enjoy it.
It was so lavish. Rows of vegetable platters, beef platters, fish platter.
We had it made over there compared to the military. I mean, those guys were living in tents and we had air-conditioned private hooches.
The soldiers are sleeping on these little cots out in the middle of the desert. One of these KBR executives are driving these $40,000 vehicles.
This secretary lives in this complex, eats her meals in this complex, has her laundry delivered to her, has no reason to go anywhere at any time, but has a brand new top-of-the-line Ford or Chevy pickup with everything imaginable on it that you could put on it.
Chrome rims and leather interior and CD players and all these extra amenities that, you know, you don't really need in wartime.
Why do they need an H2 Hummer? Why do they have Cadillac Escalades in Iraq for Halliburton managers? What is the purpose?
Cost Plus encourages you to run up the cost of a program because you are going to get a percentage of the end result.
Halliburton's stock has quadrupled in value since the war began, and taxpayers are being ripped off.
In order to truly inflate the costs, however, sleeping in luxury hotels is not enough. You have to waste, destroy, throw away everything possible to then reorder everything anew.
They got the wrong equipment, ordered the wrong stuff, computers still in boxes, new vehicles. They'd push them out in what they called burn pits. And they just set it on fire, claim it as a loss, get more money for the right equipment or the right stuff they needed.
You got brand new trucks over there, and there's not even oil filters. So when the motor blows, what do? Buy a new truck and fill the government.
$75,000 truck, they wouldn't even have a spare tire to feed it. And we had to blow it up. And they didn't care Halliburton didn't because the government's paying for it.
That was a clip from A New American Century, part of the 5-DVD set for a $250 contribution, 5 DVDs in all, The Great Lies in History Pack. Folks, give us a call. We have a few minutes left. We need to get as many of you on the phone as possible, 516-620-3602. You heard in that clip about the $20 billion in cash? Why do you need cash? If Halliburton's doing services, or, you know, a subsidiary of Halliburton's doing services, can't you bill the government? I mean, and they say the government pays. It's you and me who are paying. The government, there's nobody called, you know, Mr. Government or Mrs. Government. It's us. $20 billion in cash. And another thing that this documentary also talks about, too, is that before 9-11, too, the day before 9-11, 9-10, okay, not 9-11, but 9-10, Donald Rumsfeld goes and does a press conference and announces that, oh, by the way, the Pentagon can't keep track of $2.3 trillion. Excuse me? $2.3 trillion is missing from the Pentagon? And you just did a little quick press conference on that, and there isn't wall-to-wall coverage on... Oh, that's right, the next day, boom, 9-11. Completely wiped off, down the rabbit hole. Nobody talked about it ever again. Pacifica talks about it. Pacifica reminds you about it. Pacifica talks about the $20 billion, the trillions of dollars that have been spent on these insane, useless wars. The number to call to support this is 516-620-3602. Learn about Operation Northwoods. Learn about the false flag operations. Learn about the lies of Vietnam. Learn so that we don't have to repeat these insane wars ever, ever again. 516-620-3602. I could use a pledge right now of $1,000 or $5,000 if you believe in this radio station. And I'm very, very serious. The bat signal is going up. This station is in dire need. It is very, very close to not being on the air ever again. And it's gone. If it goes, it's gone. It's completely gone. You cannot bring it back. You cannot resuscitate it. You cannot give it mouth to mouth. You can't do CPR. You can't write a big fat check after the fact. We are teetering on the edge. Dare I say, we've already been pushed over the edge. I gotta call you out. I gotta ask for my angels out there. Please call right now, 516-620-3602. Pledge $1,000 if you can. If you want four of these Great Lies in History packs, if you want goodies, fine, we'll send you the presents. But the real present, the real gift is WBAI and all of these amazing programmers, the staff that works for nothing, literally nothing. The volunteer programmers who come and for years have been delivering from their heart, from their spiritual wholeness to you, the public, because they love you. They want to make a good impression on the world. They want to change the world for the better. That's what this is about. But we're community sponsored. We're not brought to you by Halliburton. We're not brought to you by Boeing. We're not brought to you by Raytheon. We're not brought to you by anyone who drops a bomb or shoots somebody. That's deep. And right now, in this kind of insane matrix world that we live in, this 1984 Orwellian world that we woke up to, the people who are making money are the people who are killing and hurting people. I don't get it. The people who are trying to save lives, the people who are trying to right the wrongs of social injustice, people here at WBAI, we're teetering on the edge and almost ready to go off the air. That doesn't make sense to me. In a world where we're trying to do something good for our children, we say we love our children. We say we want to have a better world for our children. What are you doing? What are you doing to change that? Are you paying $100 a month for your cable bill so they can lie to you? So they can be message multipliers for the military-industrial complex? Or are you donating to WBAI? 516-620-3602. I have just a few minutes left. Dare I stay? I got less than a minute, right, Reggie? I got 30 seconds? 30 seconds. Okay, 516-620-3602. Where is my angel? Please do call. $1,000 pledge would be fantastic. A $5,000 pledge would be incredible. And remember, I'll name my teddy bear after that $10,000 pledge caller. 516-620-3602. It has been my pleasure being with you this hour. Please keep those calls coming in. It's really, really important. The 5 DVD set is yours. The Great Lies in History pack, $250 pledge by calling 516-620-3602. I'm Christine Blasdale. I want to thank Reggie, my dear friend, who's been here at the boards. Thank you so very much. And stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI.
Attention WBAI supporters, on Wednesday, May 22nd, a folk music concert starring Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary fame, his daughter Bethany, and Rufus Cappadocia's five-string cello will perform to benefit listener-supported radio WBAI New York. That's Wednesday, May 22nd, 6:30 p.m. at the Community Church, 40 East 35th Street in Manhattan. A donation of $25 covers the cost of tickets at the door. That's $20 if ordered online. Your tax-deductible contribution keeps WBAI alive. Together, we can do this. For information, log on to WBAI.org or call 347-670-0637. See you there.
30 years after his untimely death, Bob Marley lives on as an icon, not just in the world of music, but also in the social realm, at the political grassroots, and in the field of human rights.
The true measure of Bob Marley's greatness can be found in the far-flung corners of the earth, places many of us have barely heard of, but where Bob Marley's music and Bob Marley's message bring joy and inspiration to the lives of millions.
Join the award-winning Midnight Ravers on Friday, May 17th, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m., as we proudly present our marathon special, Bob Marley, Prophet on the Frontline. You know it'll be ravelicious. So tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Today we're going to be featuring a very special DVD called Ethos. And this program is hosted, the DVD that is, hosted by the two-time Academy Award nominated actor and activist Woody Harrelson. Ethos lifts the lid on a Pandora's box of systemic issues that is proven to have a negative impact in every aspect of our lives. From the environment, our democracy, and our personal liberty, to conflicts of interest in politics and unregulated corporate power. We cannot change our system until we know how it works. The director and activist Peace McCrane, Ethos, sheds light on how we can affect change with interviews from influential thought leaders, including author and activist Noam Chomsky from Manufacturing Dissent, The Political Economy of the Mass Media, Chalmers Johnson, Blowback, The Sorrows of Empire, Oscar-winning documentarian Michael Moore, and Howard Zinn, A People's History of the United States, to name a few. Ethos will show you how to make meaningful and sustainable change in order to create a world where we can live harmoniously in a clean environment. And we're going to go to the introduction of this program, Ethos. Remember, we are in FunDrive. We're offering you a copy of this DVD as a grateful, appreciative thanks for your pledge of support. And if you can pledge in the amount of $75 by calling that line, that pledge line, 516-620-3602, then we will thank you with a copy of this DVD. Only a $75 pledge, 516-620-3602. Now let's listen to a few minutes of the program.
Every day we turn on the TV and there's more bad news. Another environmental catastrophe somewhere, or more starving refugees or innocent victims in war zones. And most of us are busy trying to make ends meet in our own lives, and we see these images and feel helpless to do anything about it. And I think the deep shame we feel about that is paralyzing. It's certainly one of the reasons that we turn away. The object of this documentary is to look at the flaws in our systems that allow these things to happen and the mechanisms that actually work against us, and to show you a very simple but powerful way that we can actually change the world we live in. The material for this film is taken from facts available to the public and from interviews with some of today's leading thinkers. However, we do live in a world full of conspiracy theories, and all I ask is that you keep an open mind, but question everything.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky.
I think that gay marriage should be allowed. I do not believe that gay marriages should be legal.
I am honored to be here with Barack Obama.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, these countries are tiny.
compared to the Soviet Union. They don't pose a serious threat to us.
Iran is a great threat.
We can end illegal immigration.
We're never, ever going to be able to totally control immigration.
You have said in the past that it was, quote, pretty well confirmed.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
I never said that. No, it's absolutely not. What I said was, it's been pretty well confirmed.
There are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know.
One of the most important beliefs that people have about politicians is that politicians do whatever polls tell them to do. We hear a lot of complaint about the lack of strong leadership, that politicians find out what the public wants and then they pander to it, or at least they say they'll pander to it. Now, what this idea of the poll-driven politician creates is the impression that the political system may have all kinds of problems, but on the whole, it's responsive and accountable to the public. So, how do we explain this contradiction between the myth that politicians reflect the public and the reality that on most economic issues, they actually ignore public opinion? Media influence on public opinion has been studied for many years now. We know, for example, that the media often play what's called an agenda-setting role. Public concern about issues tends to follow media coverage of those issues, rather than any changes in the real world. The media create the impression that the American public has a real choice. You can choose Bush or you can choose Gore. The implication being that they're both very different. But on substantive budgetary or economic issues, the differences between them are really on the margins. Both leading Democrats and Republicans support the privatized healthcare system, they support corporate-backed global trade agreements, they support maintaining a Cold War.
If you have an organization that is able to operate behind the scenes without real accountability, and that same organization has the ability to ruin political careers for people who are a little bit too inquisitive or a little bit too honest, or to shape public thinking, then we have the means for a kind of control globally that is probably unprecedented.
So we have this problem here. This is a mysterious, immensely powerful company with virtually no scrutiny.
On this February day, as this nation stands at the brink of battle, every American on some level must be contemplating the horrors of war. And yet, this chamber is, for the most part, dreadfully silent.
We have a Congress that failed in every way to ask the right questions, to hold the president to account. Our Congress failed us miserably, and that's because many in Congress are beholden to the military-industrial complex.
When we're speaking of the United States of America and the concept of democratic representation, I think one of the more important aspects is the concept of informed consent of the people. If you're going to go to war, you lay out the reasons for the war, the justifications for the war, and then you subject it to debate, dialogue, discussion amongst the elected representatives of the people, and indeed the people themselves.
The defense budget is $750 billion. Profits went up last year well over 25%. I guarantee you, when war becomes that profitable, you're going to see more of it.
We have a process that has a seamlessness where the corporate interests that stand to benefit are so intertwined and interwoven with the political forces that the financial elites and the political elites have become the same people.
The attack came without warning, and according to a U.S. government source told CBS News that it has Middle East terrorism written all over it.
The attack in Oklahoma City appears to have a familiar mark.
This was done with the attempt to inflict as many casualties as possible. That is a Middle Eastern trait.
The fact that it was such a powerful bomb in Oklahoma City immediately drew investigators to consider deadly parallels that all have roots in the Middle East.
ABC News has learned that the FBI has asked the U.S. military to provide up to 10 Arabic speakers to help in the investigation.
The so-called independent media in a liberal society like this, in effect, are so lazy and are controlled by interests that are commercial and political at the same time, that there is no investigative reporting. It's just basically repeating the line of the government.
Only 8 days ago, I concluded a broadcast on the World Trade Center bombing by telling you what senior U.S. law enforcement officials were telling us, that the threat of Muslim extremists operating within the United States is an ongoing danger, something we'll have to live with from now on.
And repeating the lines of the people who have the most influence, for whom Islam is a useful foreign demon to turn attention away from the inequities and problems in our own society. So, as a result, the human side of the Islamic and especially Arabic world are rarely to be found. And the net result is this vacancy on the one hand, and these easy, almost automatic images of terror and violence. The situation in the popular media is basically that Muslims are really two things. One, they're villains of one sort, villains and fanatics. And B, many films end up with huge numbers of bodies, Muslim bodies, strewn all over the place, the result of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Demi Moore, Chuck Norris. Lots of films about guerrillas going in to kill Muslim terrorists. So the idea of Islam is something that, to be stamped out. It's easy to attract attention, and certainly the media's attention, for some of the political reasons that are obvious. I mean, to discredit the Arabs, to make them seem like a threat to the West, to keep the idea around at the end of the Cold War that, you know...
And that was a few clips from the DVD Ethos. And we're asking you to show your support for WBAI so that we can really plump and pump up our radio station to get it to its highest working order. And this particular DVD Ethos is of significant importance because it is... it really goes into the manipulation of our lives. It goes into the manipulation of our lives, and it's really important to understand how much we are manipulated with regard to, it goes, you know, talks about the media. It talks about the, not just the media in terms of the propaganda of manufactured lies, manufactured truths, but it also talks about the manipulations used as a consequence of our commercialism, and it compares, and it asks a lot of questions about whether or not the society that we're living in is even capable of offering and protecting our freedoms, and very much I would say that we're not. And so the impression that I get from this DVD is that we are really at the end stages of a long history of manipulation. And in this DVD, it really talks to some of the issues that challenge us, that challenge our democracy. It talks about the balance, looking for a balance between ethics and social responsibilities. It talks about corporations and the artificial corporations that create, and the creation of corporate personhood. It goes into the how corporations are fighting for their profit at the expense of us as living beings. I mean, you know, it's more important that the bottom line is the thing that gets to be protected. And the number we want to ask you to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. We're asking for a pledge of $75 to support WBAI. And with that support, we'll thank you with the DVD Ethos. It's a really compelling film. When I saw it for the first time, I was truly moved by not just the concise way that it is allowing us to move forth and to begin to know how to challenge these things. It's really of significant importance. The number again is 516-620-3602 to support WBAI. I am reaching out to you, hoping that you will understand that this radio station is in a comparative struggle for its survival. It really is. And I know that we've done a tremendous amount of fundraising over the last months. And for those of you who heard that and would like to donate to our transmitter fund, you can still do that by making that phone call, 516-620-3602, and make a pledge of $75 to support WBAI. And again, that number is 516-620-3602 is the number to call to show your support. And we are going to, I'm just going to put up a little bit of music, and we'll be back in just a second. So if you play track one, that will give me a little bit of backdrop, and I can be back in just a moment. That number again is 516-620-3602.
But the media give the impression that Democrats and Republicans represent a broad range of opinion by focusing on civil liberty, non-monetary issues like gay rights or abortion, where Democrats and Republicans really do differ. And this masks the degree of elite consensus.
There's a couple of completely logical reasons why our politicians are so similar. The end game for politicians is to get elected. The people who vote are, for the most part, quite moderate in their views. Both parties try to occupy that middle, moderate ground. They are simply responding to that majority in order to get elected. The second reason our politicians are so similar is much more sinister. They answer increasingly to the same master.
Thank you so much. We're looking easily at the first $1 billion presidential election. It's much bigger money than we've ever seen in a presidential election. We define a candidate as being serious or not by how much money they can raise, not by what ideas they have, what their record in public service might have been. It's all about money. We really don't have an election anymore. We have an auction. And what's for sale? I mean, these are interesting questions to ask. Every incoming president rewards big donors with ambassadorships and other honorary appointments like that. There are all kinds of policy issues. Is a big donor rewarded with a place on a federal advisory panel that might have something to do with, say, approving new drugs or environmental regulations? All of these questions about what's for sale. You know, is government for sale? Is the White House for sale? And I think a lot of Americans suspect that it is. The money flows in for a reason, and the reason is not good government.
It is completely unrealistic to expect democracy to deliver representatives who will serve the people's interests when so much money is involved. Having so much money in politics gives all the power to those with money. Yes, we are all still allowed to vote, but how free is our choice? The media, in the hands of big business, will only present us with politicians that will serve their interests. It would be completely illogical for them to do otherwise. It would also be illogical to expect politicians to change a system that puts them in power. But it certainly begs the question, just what kind of democracy do we have?
Do you want to live in a democratic society, or do you want to live in the society we have, which, remember, is not a democratic society and is not intended to be? If you take a course in political theory here, I'm sure they'll teach you that the United States is not a democracy. It's what's called in the technical literature a polyarchy. A polyarchy is a system in which power resides in the hands of those whom Madison called the wealth of the nation, the responsible class of men, and the rest of the population is fragmented. That's the way the country was founded.
And that was just a bit of a clip of the ethos. And I'm going to be playing a little bit more for you, but I am reaching out to you to show your support for WBAI. Again, the number here is 516-620-3602. At least that's the number that you can call and make a pledge of support for WBAI. We're asking for an amount of $75, and that pledge of $75 will help us to support this radio station, and you will be able to receive this. It's a gift that we're exchanging for your support of WBAI. Again, the number is 516-620-3602. You could also go to the website givetowbai.org. I want to really get to another part of this program. I would like for you to hear some of it before we get to that point of the real push, because I know that I do need your support, and I know that you are contemplating that pledge of support, the $75 pledge of support, wondering if maybe there might be something else that you need to do with your resources. I understand that. But I want you to think about how important this radio station is to you and how important it is to begin to really negotiate this global situation that we're in. This DVD really begins to show us the setup of how we got into the state of the economy that we're in right now. And I want you to consider supporting WBAI, because this is such an important radio station in terms of bringing to you this kind of information, in terms of giving you the kind of reporting and the kind of journalism that you're not going to find in the mainstream, because what happens in the mainstream is they are reporting the corporate interest very often. So we're asking you to make a pledge of support, 516-620-3602, for that DVD Ethos. It's spelled ETHOS when you call the pledge line, if you want to help out the operator, dial 516-620-3602 and make a pledge of support to WBAI for $75. We'll thank you with this incredible DVD. Those of you who might already be online might want to go to our website, give to WBAI.org, using the number 2, give to WBAI.org, and you can search for the DVD Ethos, ETHOS, and it is a very special offer, and I'm hoping that you will be motivated to participate in this effort to continue to support and continue to allow WBAI to grow and to become really stabilized once again. We're working hard, but you know, we can't do it without your much appreciated support. So I'm just going to go to another of the clips and I'll be back in a moment. But keep remembering that number to call is 516-620-3602.
Throughout the history of the world, the rich and powerful have dominated it. And very few people have had any control of their own governments. Most real power in the world is still exercised by those we do not elect. We are still far from governing ourselves. The basis of democracy is the belief that we were all born equal and that that equality must be accepted by those in power. But in the attempts to win those rights, many people have been imprisoned and tortured by those who have power and were determined to retain it. No one in power really wants democracy, because democracy would challenge their power structures and their authority. So anyone who comes out with a democratic idea is dismissed as unrepresentative or a troublemaker or an extremist or something. And in this way, the full flow of a public debate about alternatives is being extinguished.
Big business is about making money. That's what big business does well. Governments, however, have to balance the needs of the whole society, including big business, based on ethics and social and moral responsibility. But if our corporations have become more powerful than our governments, then we have to understand the effect that is going to have on our systems.
Corporations are artificial creations. You might say they're monsters trying to devour as much profit as possible at anyone's expense. The 14th Amendment was passed at the end of the Civil War to give equal rights to black people. And what happens is the corporations come into court, and corporation lawyers are very clever, and they say, oh, you can't deprive a person of life, liberty, or property. We are a person. A corporation is a person.
These are a special kind of persons which are designed by law to be concerned only for their stockholders and not, say, what are sometimes called their stakeholders, like the community or the workforce or whatever.
I believe the mistake that a lot of people make when they think about corporations is they think, you know, corporations are like us. They have feelings, they have politics, they have belief systems. They really only have one thing, the bottom line.
All publicly traded corporations have been structured through a series of legal decisions
to have a very disturbing characteristic. They are required, by law, to place the financial interests of their owners above everything else, even the public good.
That's not a law of nature. That's a very specific decision, in fact, a judicial decision. So they're concerned only for the short-term profit of their stockholders, who are very highly concentrated.
So the pressure's on the corporation to deliver results now and to externalize any cost that this unwary or uncaring public will allow it to externalize.
And that was yet another clip from this incredible DVD, Athos. And we're asking that you honor us with your support by calling that pledge line. The number is 516-620-3602. Again, that number is 516-620-3602. We can also, if you prefer, you can go to directly to the website, give2wbai.org, and make a pledge of support right online to support WBAI, to help this radio station. And, you know, it is something that we have to ask you to consider. You know, really, how much does this broadcast mean? How much does WBAI mean? How much do you love listening to Democracy Now! In the Morning and Hugh Hamilton on Talkback and Robert Knight on 5 o'clock Shadow and Earl Caldwell on the Caldwell Chronicles, Howard Jordan, Jordan's Journal? We have such an incredible lineup of thinkers and journalists that come to you every day that are dedicated to really covering the issues in a way that is honest and truthful and illuminating. And we're asking you to support that right now by calling 516-620-3602. Make that call to our call center, or if you prefer, go to the website, give2wbai.org. It is our opportunity at this moment to come to you, and we are seeking your support to keep this radio station alive, to make it possible for us to move into more updated environment so that we can have a more successful and enhanced programming. It includes us being able to pay for our transmitter and all the expenses of our phones and the expenses of really what it takes to run a radio station, which includes the technology, it includes the human beings, it includes just the I would say technology in terms of the equipment, but also technology in terms of delivery. The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. And make a pledge of support for WBAI Radio. And I'm going to go to another clip. And in this clip, we're going to hear about some of the real dangers of the corporatocracy. The real dangers. We're going to look at what is happening to our environment as a result of corporate greed. So stay tuned. I'll be back in just a moment.
Towards the end of 1989, a great box of documents arrived at my office without any indication where they came from. And I opened them and found in it a complete set of Monsanto files, particularly a set of files dealing with toxicological testing of cows who had been given RBGH.
BST, trade name Posilac, is being used in more than a quarter of the dairy herds in the United States, according to Monsanto. The milk has been drunk by a large portion of the American population since the Food and Drug Administration declared it safe for both cows and humans 4 years ago.
And at that time, Monsanto was saying, there's no evidence whatsoever of any adverse effects, we don't use antibiotics, and this clearly showed
They had lied through their teeth. The files described areas of chronic inflammation in the heart, lung, kidney, spleen, also reproductive effects, also a whole series of other problems.
There's a cost to the cows. The cows get sicker when they're injected with RBGH. They're injected with antibiotics. We know that people are consuming antibiotics through their food. And we know that that's contributing to antibiotic-resistant bacteria and diseases. And we know we're at a crisis when somebody can go into a hospital and get a staph infection and it can't be cured and they die. That's a crisis.
Again and again, we have the problem that whether you obey the law or not is a matter of whether it's cost-effective. If the chance of getting caught and the penalty are less than it costs to comply, people think of it as being just a business decision.
Every living system of Earth is in decline. Every life support system of Earth is in decline. And these together constitute the biosphere that supports and nurtures all of life, and not just our life, but perhaps 30 million other species. The typical company of the 20th century, extractive, wasteful, abusive, linear in all of its processes, taking from the Earth, making, wasting. We're leaving a terrible legacy.
A terrible legacy. Well, I think that WBAI is transforming that legacy with your help, because it's with the information, it's with the understanding that we as citizens in this world can really make a difference. And we're asking you to make a difference for WBAI by calling our pledge line, for showing your support to WBAI. The number is 516-620-3602. Again, that's 516-620-3602. We are in our fund drive, our traditional fund drive that we have when we come to May. We do this every May. It's a little different this year because we've had such a long haul getting from the old address at 120 Wall Street, and then moving our studios up into Harlem to WHCR, a very hospitable and loving place to have landed to be able to broadcast to you for a time. But this is all about downsizing the impact of our expenses for the radio station and trying to hang on long enough to be able to build ourselves back into a very strong, viable resource information network again. And you know, we haven't backed down on the programming. We're still bringing you all the wonderful producers and programmers that you expect, and then but we are doing so at a great challenge, and that's why we're reaching out to you at this time. We've had to really pitch very hard to be able to catch up on our transmitter fund, to be able to pay the transmitter bills, and to be able to secure the fact that we can broadcast to you from 99.5 FM from the top of the Empire State Building. That was a huge task that we could only have done with your support. And we managed to still be there, but we still want to go forward and be able to maintain that resource. So for those of you who want to make a donation specifically to the Transmitter Fund, you can do that as well by calling 516-620-3602, or you can go to that website, give2wbai.org. That's using numeral 2, give2wbai.org. And you can make a donation either to the Transmitter Fund, or you could make a donation to our capital campaign. We're soon going to be moving to a facility that initially we'll be renting, but there is an opportunity to also in due time to purchase that facility, so we can really begin to have a stable home here in the city of New York and can move forward in a way that allows us to continue our contribution to in the media market, but also into and within your and our lives. It's just so important. This radio station is so loved. I know all the producers love this radio station and the opportunity to be here and to work and to share according to their passion and their commitment and their belief, and that it should be here for you to receive and to interact with and to learn from. It's an important exchange, and we're at a juncture where every penny, every ounce that you can provide is going to make a significant difference, and whether or not we can reach this gap that we are facing between, we've been able to stabilize to a degree because we're catching up on all those back debts, but we're not yet at that place where we can be in an existence of ease and be able to really just focus on the work at hand and reduce all of this necessity to reach out to you for your help and your support. But we do it because it is your radio station. We're listeners supported. We don't take the corporate dollars. We just heard about Monsanto. There are so many corporations that if we were to begin to bring that in, to take the money of corporations that are in the business of compromising ethics, then this radio station would be compromised. And while there may be ways that we can find to do that in an ethical way, we're still in that gap where we need to step over from insolvency into stability, and we can only do it with your help. So I'm really, really reaching out to you to do what you can. Do what you can. Go to one of the pages for the transmitter fund, or you can go to the capital campaign, and you can make a donation of, you know, $10, $75, $100, whatever you choose, whatever you can to help this radio station stabilize and move forward. And, you know, I chose this particular DVD because I really enjoyed it. I learned from it. It was concise. It is rich with information, and it goes on to give guidelines and steps on what we can do to move forward, what we can do to make this world a better place. That's really what WBAI is about. It's not just about being on the radio. No, it's about having an impact on the world stage. It's about getting information about candidates that's real. It's about, you know, there are just so many issues that are not truly covered in depth within mainstream media, because very often when you listen to those stations, when you listen to the news, it is press release. It's coming directly from the government. It's coming directly from the corporations, and it's a manipulation. It's entirely a manipulation of us as the citizens of this nation, and we need your support right now. The DVD ethos is only a $75 pledge. You know, we tried to tighten it up a little bit. We could have tried to ask more, but no, we want you to be able to make that offering in a way that you can, you know, you can bear the donation of $75. And as we, hopefully, with the numbers of your response, we can reach the level of support that we need. So please consider making that phone call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. You could also go to the website give2wbai.org, and I am going to let me try to bring up another clip for you, and let's see, we're going to look at now global corporations and how they manipulate. You know, it's all about power. And we're going to hear a little bit about that right now.
Corporations have gone global. regardless of whether the corporation can be trusted or cannot be trusted, governments today do not have over the corporations the power that they had and the leverage that they had 50 or 60 years ago. And that's a major change. So governments have become powerless compared to where they were before.
Capitalism today commands the towering heights and has displaced politics and politicians as the new high priests.
Corporations, by law, must increase their bottom line. In order to expand, they have to sell more products. Sell more products, they must consume more resources. Even going back 50 years, we could see the effect that this was having on our environment. Today, the effects of pollution and industrialization have multiplied tenfold, and the damage is terrifying. And yet these same corporations still want to drill for oil in the Arctic. Now that's not just morally blind, that's morally bankrupt. Also, corporate expansion into other countries to get those resources is the cause of so much war and conflict, as you will see in this film. We need our corporations to bring us the technologies, many of which already exist, that can help us address the issues we face. And yet, the system encourages a thirst for short-term profit. I know many of us have heard stories about powerful groups of businessmen who pull the strings of governments from behind closed doors. And so many rumors have sprung up around organizations like the Bilderbergs and the Council on Foreign Relations that it's really difficult to know what to believe. However, it is an interesting fact. The Federal Reserve Bank of the United States is not actually owned by the government. It is owned by a private banking cartel. Now, whoever these men are that can loan money to governments have to be some of the most influential men in the world. And yet we don't know who they are. Not all conspiracy theories are just theories. And the research for this film pulled up some interesting quotes.
And we're not going to actually go through those quotes because they were sort of overlays of type. So, but I really want you to have this opportunity to make your pledge of support. The number to call, again, is 516-620-3602, and show your support for WBAI. We are really grateful for everything that you do and that you can do to help sustain and support and rebuild WBAI. And so that's why we're reaching out to you yet again, because that's where we are. We are in that place of needing your hand, of needing your heart, of needing your support. 516-620-3602 is your number to call. And you can also go to the website give2wbai.org. We are offering you this DVD, Ethos. It's a really wonderful DVD. I enjoyed it immensely. It's a pledge of $75 for your support. And I also I want to thank, we have a wonderful listener, Thomas Gonzalez. Thank you for calling in and making that pledge of support for the DVD Ethos. That number again is 516-620-3602. This is such a rich and really involved DVD, and it talks about your commitment and how to go about making change, how to connect with other people in the world to pull our energies together to really make a difference. And that's really what WBAI is all about. It's about understanding how we arrived in this system and what we can do to change it. And one of the first things that's important, one of the first things that will make that difference is for us to be informed. So I'm going to share yet another clip. We, you know, they're short clips, so I'm just going to, you know, share a little bit with you and encourage you to make your phone call and ask you to support WBAI in the amount that is possible and for you. And, you know, it's really a beautiful thing. We got some phone calls. I got a phone call. I got from Tony Turner, thank you so much. And she donated to the Transmitter Fund. You know, so it's not about, you know, receiving a premium for everyone. It's about being able to help WBAI sustain itself over this really tight period that the radio station is in. And so that's why we're doing this. We're doing this because if we don't reach out to you, if we are unable to accept your contributions, BAI won't go forward. There's really nothing in the till. Everything that's been earned has been paid out. So as the bills continue to come in, we have to continue to raise the funds. And believe me, if we could find a way to avoid it, we would. And perhaps that's where we need the creative input of our listeners more. But it's a necessity to keep WBAI viable. So if you can make a pledge of support, please do that. Make that phone call, 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. And the Transmitter Fund, you know, you can pledge for the Transmitter Fund, or you can pledge for the capital campaign, or you could make a $75 pledge for the DVD that you are listening to today. And this DVD is a pledge of support in the amount of $75. And it's I've only been able to play a very small fraction of the program. So I know that there's so much more for you to engage with as you listen to this program. And, you know, we don't have too much time left, so I'm going to just go through another clip, but really reach out to you again to make that phone call as you're listening. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
Gold is valuable because it is relatively rare. Like gold, the value of money is determined by how much money is in circulation. One would think the power to regulate the money supply that controls our economy and affects our lives in every way would be in the hands of the government of the people. But surprisingly, it is not. The power to control the money supply is in the hands of the Federal Reserve Bank. It is important to note the Federal Reserve is not a government organization. It is a private banking cartel.
The Federal Reserve System is a banking cartel. It's no different than a banana cartel or an oil cartel or the sugar cartel. It just happens to be a banking cartel.
Congress, in essence, has ceded total control of the value of our money to a secretive central bank.
It's a group of very large and powerful private banking interests.
Congress knows nothing of the conversations, the plans, and the action taken in concert with other central banks.
The government has given it a monopoly, a virtual monopoly, to create the nation's money supply.
But all these actions directed by the Federal Reserve alter the purchasing power of our money. This has significant consequences on our economy and our political stability. Wages never keep up with profits on Wall Street and the banks, thus sowing the seeds of class and discontent.
It is bewildering to think that we allow an unelected and unregulated group of private bankers to wield such incredible influence over our society. The truth is that most of us will live from paycheck to paycheck in a continued state of struggle, unable to question a system of finance that keeps us on a constant treadmill. And while most of us struggle to stay ahead, billions of dollars in profits flow into the hands of private bankers at our expense.
for this is how the system works. Whenever the government needs money, it requests it from the Federal Reserve. But the Fed doesn't just give the money to the government, it loans the money at interest. Every dollar the government loans from the Federal Reserve Bank has to be paid back with interest. This keeps the government, and as such the people, in a continual state of debt. All of our income taxes are paid back to the Federal Reserve to pay off the debt that the government incurs when it borrows money from the Federal Reserve Bank. This is all a matter of public record and easily verifiable, should you care to look. The founding fathers of America were well aware of the perils of central banks and sought to prevent them. Several central banks were set up but then removed. But the ruthless and powerful bankers, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Warburgs, the Rothschilds, were determined to set up a central banking system in America at any cost. In the early 1920s, J.P. Morgan, one of the most influential bankers of his day, caused massive panic in the markets by spreading rumors that many private banks were about to go bankrupt. This caused widespread panic. Everyone started withdrawing their deposits en masse, and the banks had to call in all of their loans to try and survive. The hysteria destroyed the markets, and the banking elites, having caused the panic, used it to influence politicians and the public that a central bank would bring stability to the system. At a secret meeting in 1910 at the estate of J.P. Morgan on Jekyll Island, the bankers wrote the Federal Reserve Act. They then gave their considerable financial and political support to Woodrow Wilson on the condition he would support the bill if elected. In 1913, Woodrow Wilson signed the bill into law. The bankers made immediate moves to increase and consolidate their power. From 1921 to 1929, the banks drastically increased the money supply, making millions of loans. Then, in October 1929, having quietly exited the markets, they started calling in those loans en masse. The hysteria that followed led to the Great Depression. The conspiring bankers bought up rival banks and massive corporations for pennies on the dollar. Their position of power and influence had become absolute.
And that was yet another clip. It's the last clip I'll be able to play for you in this break. But I want you to stay tuned because we're actually going to come back with more. And if you're intrigued, you'll want to stay tuned for the next program. The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. And I think before going to the next program, I'm going to bring up my colleague who's with me here in the studio for the moment.
Hello there.
Well, hello, Mr. Knight.
Well, this is a very fine and special program, the Ethos CD. We don't have a cough button here. The reason it's important is because it is a Rosetta Stone for many different elements of the movements that we speak about here on WBAI, whether it be the financial, the psychological, the criminal, the military, the global corporate syndrome. The precious beauty of WBAI is that it both originates and, what would you say, it's... It's a free market of ideas, and it's a round table. And part of the frustration people sometimes feel is that they are alone against a tsunami of injustice. But there are other people like ourselves in different communities, different parts of the world, that share the basic principles of human decency and of social justice. And this film ethos is really remarkable in being a part of that process of integrating, as it were, bringing about the hyper-consciousness of politics and economics. And one of the things, Kathy, that intrigues me about today is that we both support this film, this DVD, available for a pledge of $75 to our pledge line at 516-620-3602. And this is a time for enlightenment and salvation. And I trust that the people who tune in at this time of day for Hugh Hamilton and Talk Back, Earl Caldwell on Fridays, and myself with 5 O'Clock Shadow, will see not only the ability to have the original shrink-wrap package DVD, but to be able to share that and make this world even bigger than the community which comprises us. So please make those calls now. Someone be the next one at 516-620-3602, because something wonderful is going to happen for WBAI in the very near future, in a matter of months. But we have to get through this bridge over the troubled waters of a transient financial crisis.
Well, thank you for those kind words, and I hope you do join us at 516-620-3602, and we will be back in just a moment with the next program. Please stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org.
Thank you, Michael G. Haskins. This is WBAI New York. And yes, we are still transmitting. And that means everything. And thank you for those of you who are today helping sustain our transmitter fund. We are in, what is this, the second day of the annual May fund drive, or marathon, as I prefer to call them. And we are at a very special moment. And that special moment is rife with danger and ripe with opportunity. WBAI stands even closer now to its goal of having a permanent home. I don't know if I'm authorized to speak of details about which I'm only slightly aware, but I have reason to believe that within the next few months, we will have secured a new space. That means that we'll be rebuilding our own studios after our period of great courtesy and camaraderie and fraternity and sorority with our colleagues here at the City College at WHCR. Now, the issue is that we need money fast for urgent liquid requirements to be paid. I will simply say that the staff here at WBAI has been doing yeoman's duty under extraordinary difficult circumstances. And the troubles that we have gone through over the past year have been astounding and unique, I think, in broadcast. We were washed out of our studios at 120 Wall Street. We were not insurance compensated properly for the loss of income that being off the air there meant. We have entered into a binding agreement about our ability to sustain the most important transmitter in New York City at the Empire State Building. And so far, so good. But the ghosts of necessity haunt us. They breathe down our neck at this very moment. And I frankly hope that our presence here together today, along with the great work of everybody here involved with the staff and listeners of WBAI, will see the need to alacritously provide financial support. And in exchange for that, we are, as Kathy Davis was speaking earlier, we continue our focus on one of the most extraordinarily enlightening films and DVDs, yours for a pledge of $75, with a phone call to 516-620-3602. There are communities of consciousness all over this country. And WBAI and Pacifica, the network in general, is the pace, the cement between the bricks of isolated communities. And part of the mission of Pacifica is to bridge those gaps. And so we're bridging a philosophical and political and educational gap today with the author of this astonishingly insightful film called Ethos. It refers to character. And it attempts to do, in its way, what we attempt to do here at WBAI, and that is to stay focused on the central goodness of the human spirit and to be able to... hey, Jonas, what's going on? Technical discussion here. Anyway, this is a special edition of 5 O'Clock Shadow. My name is Robert Knight, and there are, you know, we're customizing our studios here at WHCR, and naturally there's an ongoing amount of engineering, technical, electronic work going on, and some of that is happening right now, even as we speak. So that may be a signal that this would be a good time, Michael G. This might be a good time for people to hear a sample of the astute insight that is available for this offering of $75 for the film ethos. Please make that call now. I want to see that tally move. The day has been slow, and the need is great. So I'm counting on you to sustain the ethos that brought you to WBAI in the first place and requires its sustenance and survival. 516-620-3602. And here is a part of the film ethos that addresses the issue of finance, as it were.
Gold is valuable because it is relatively rare. Like gold, the value of money is determined by how much money is in circulation. One would think the power to regulate the money supply that controls our economy and affects our lives in every way would be in the hands of the government of the people. But surprisingly, it is not. The power to control the money supply is in the hands of the Federal Reserve Bank. It is important to note the Federal Reserve is not a government organization. It is a private banking cartel.
The Federal Reserve System is a banking cartel. It's no different than a banana cartel or an oil cartel or the sugar cartel. It just happens to be a banking cartel.
Congress, in essence, has ceded total control of the value of our money to a secretive central bank.
It's a group of very large and powerful private banking interests.
Congress knows nothing of the conversations, the plans, and the action taken in concert with other central banks.
The government has given it a monopoly, a virtual monopoly, to create the nation's money supply.
But all these actions directed by the Federal Reserve alter the purchasing power of our money. This has significant consequences on our economy and our political stability. Wages never keep up with profits on Wall Street and the banks, thus sowing the seeds of class and discontent.
It is bewildering to think that we allow an unelected and unregulated group of private bankers to wield such incredible influence over our society. The truth is that most of us will live from paycheck to paycheck in a continued state of struggle, unable to question a system of finance that keeps us on a constant treadmill. And while most of us struggle to stay ahead, billions of dollars in profits flow into the hands of private bankers at our expense. For this is how the system works. Whenever the government needs money, it requests it from the Federal Reserve. But the Fed doesn't just give the money to the government, it loans the money at interest. Every dollar the government loans from the Federal Reserve Bank has to be paid back with interest. This keeps the government, and as such the people, in a continual state of debt. All of our income taxes are paid back to the Federal Reserve to pay off the debt that the government incurs when it borrows money from the Federal Reserve Bank. This is all a matter of public record and easily verifiable, should you care to look. The founding fathers of America were well aware of the perils of central banks and sought to prevent them. Several central banks were set up, but then removed. But the ruthless and powerful bankers, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Warburgs, the Rothschilds, were determined to set up a central banking system in America at any cost. In the early 1920s, J.P. Morgan, one of the most influential bankers of his day, caused massive panic in the markets by spreading rumors that many private banks were about to go bankrupt. This caused widespread panic. Everyone started withdrawing their deposits en masse, and the banks had to call in all of their loans to try and survive. The hysteria destroyed the markets, and the banking elites, having caused the panic, used it to influence politicians and the public that a central bank would bring stability to the system. At a secret meeting in 1910 at the estate of J.P. Morgan on Jekyll Island, the bankers wrote the Federal Reserve Act. They then gave their considerable financial and political support to Woodrow Wilson on the condition he would support the bill if elected. In 1913, Woodrow Wilson signed the bill into law. He later wrote in regret. The bankers made immediate moves to increase and consolidate their power. From 1921 to 1929, the banks drastically increased the money supply.
making millions of loans. Then, in October 1929, having quietly exited the markets, they started calling in those loans en masse. The hysteria that followed led to the Great Depression. The conspiring bankers bought up rival banks and massive corporations for pennies on the dollar. Their position of power and influence had become absolute.
We get almost all of our information from the media. If we base our opinions on bad or biased information, then everything we believe is suspect. Political debate today is kept within very narrow boundaries, so the media can present both sides of these narrow positions and give the impression we have a free press. However, to talk about left or right-wing press is to miss a very important point. Whatever message big business wants carried, with whatever slant, the media will carry that story unfailingly.
Well, the title is actually borrowed from a book by Walter Lippmann, written back around 1921, in which he described what he called the manufacture of consent as a revolution in the practice of democracy. What it amounts to is a technique of control. And he said this was useful and necessary because the common interests, the general concerns of all people, elude the public. The public just isn't up to dealing with them. And they have to be the domain of what he called a specialized class. Notice that that's the opposite of the standard view about democracy. There's a version of this expressed by the highly respected moralist and theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, who was very influential on contemporary policymakers. His view was that rationality belongs to the cool observer, but because of the stupidity of the average man, he follows not reason but faith. And this naive faith requires necessary illusion. The point is that in a military state or a feudal state or what we would nowadays call a totalitarian state, it doesn't much matter what people think because you've got a bludgeon over their head and you can control what they do. But when the state loses the bludgeon, when you can't control people by force, and when the voice of the people can be heard, you have this problem. It may make people so curious and so arrogant that they don't have the humility to submit to a civil rule, and therefore you have to control what people think.
And there you go. We're getting into the nuts and bolts of how this society works and how you can change it. That is from the extraordinary film called Ethos, directed by Pete McGrane, featuring Noam Chomsky, Woody Harrelson, Bill Hogan, and Cynthia McKinney and a great many other people of significance. And what is significant about this film that is available to you for a pledge of $75 for the complete shrink-wrapped DVD set is the idea that WBAI is resonant with the urge for change and ethical, political, economic, military, social procedures around this world. The point I really want to stress to you is that we are not alone. And that goes for us on a meta level as much as it does on the financial level. WBAI is at the beginning of what would be a great transition for us. We're about to have our new space, but we've got to get through this bridge on troubled money right now. And so, hence we pause for you to give us a call at area code 516-620-3602. I'm going to wait for a half dozen people to join us and take part in the ethics that will sustain this radio station. 516-620-3602. We can do this in 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. It only takes you a couple of minutes to indicate your assent to the continuity of WBAI, ASSENT. So 516-620-3602. I'm Robert Knight here with Michael G. Haskins and Kathy Davis a bit earlier, and I think she'll be joining us later on as well. But let's get those first phone calls coming. Michael G., we were chatting backstage, as it were, about some of the elements of this film. And I know you got very tickled about the next segment we're going to hear.
Yes, I did.
But tell the people about why they need to support us right here at this most urgent of times.
It is a very urgent time for us here at WBAI right now, and it is so important because there are many radio stations out there doing many things, and I know a number of other people are talking about narrowcasting and internet broadcasting, but we broadcast over 3.5 states, parts of Pennsylvania, New York, upstate New York. We don't go all the way upstate New York, but we certainly cover a large swath of New York State and Connecticut and Long Island. We're able to bring you these broadcasts, this kind of programming, simply because we are listener-sponsored, listener-supported, and have been for 53 years. And that's an incredible thing when you stop to think about it, that the listeners have funded this organization for all of those years. And it's gone through many transformations and generations, and now it's going through yet another. And with looking at the potential of having our own space, it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing for all of us to think about and contemplate. But with your help and through your support, if you call right now, 516-620-3602, and it's only going to take, as Robert said, only a couple of minutes, maybe 3 minutes, to make that call, to make that contribution to support 5 O'Clock Shadow and WBAI. Let's hear from you now, folks.
You know, with my work with John Pilger and other documentarians and historians, there's a name that keeps coming up in the destruction of the ethos of humanity and the governance of money and the profiteering of war. And that is someone who was a cousin of Sigmund Freud and who mastered the manipulation of the collective id. His name is Bernays, and boy, did that man have some sauce. And we're going to soon hear exactly how the avalanche, the cascading conspiracy of media manipulation really got into full tilt, really got into high gear in the United States and soon to be around the world. But we need maybe 4 or 5 more of you to join us. 516-620-3602. We are in the forum of ideas and in the landscape of liberation. And we need you to sustain us to our bright new future coming up in just a few months. 516-620-3602. We are sustaining the Transmitter Fund, and without being whiny and detailed about it, I've got to say that the entire staff of WBAI has been contributing in a way that I think for many of us is more painful than your picking up the phone and calling 516-620-3602. And if you are part of that commitment, if you're part of those islands, the 1,000 islands of freedom that do not fully know the extent to which the others exist, WBAI is that meeting ground of the air. And we are the synergizer of movements of consciousness and liberation. And what you are getting in addition to this thank you gift is the real treasure, the maintenance of a medium that, oh, there's another one. Thank you, Michael.
Just came in right now. Just a couple of moments ago, another call came in. Now there are a few people that have called already. We need you to call now. It's good that call came in. I want to thank that person
if we can.
But look, we need the rest of you now. And certainly if you've called already, if you've called in March, if you've called in February, then we're really not asking you you to make your contribution, because you have done so already. You have supported us. But we know there are tens of thousands of you who are listening right now, potentially listening right now, listening to 5 o'clock Shadow, and we're reaching out to you. We're asking for your support. We're asking for you to support this radio station that does so much for all of us, talking about peace and justice. That is what we're talking about, and the end to war profiteering, as Robert said. So we need to hear from you now. 516-620-3602. This is WBAI, commercial-free, listener-sponsored WBAI. And this is 5 O'Clock Shadow with Robert Knight. 516-620-3602.
And as Kathy was saying earlier, we are liberated from the corporations, and we are not paid to say things that are false to us or to you.
And just as we were speaking, Robert, just as you spoke, two more calls came in to WBAI this afternoon. So the listeners are out there. They are responding. You know, we're a bit down. We've been punched in the stomach a little bit, but we're coming back. We're drawing that breath. We can come back. We will come back with your support. Time and time again, the listeners are what keeps us going. 516-620-3602. Because the listeners know that they cannot hear this anywhere else. And I'm so proud. Every time I say this, I am proud of the listeners, because you don't have to do it. You don't have to, but you do time and time again. Thank you so much. 516-620-3602. 5 o'clock Shadow with Robert Knight.
Three more of you, and we'll move on, because we ain't going to let no temporary happenstance bring us down. 516-620-3602. I woke in the midst of depression and poverty this morning.
Yes. Yes. Depression and poverty, yes.
But like Job and Abraham, the Lord will test your patience. Doggone it, if you have not renewed my faith with your faith in this radio station and the pledge. I think we need maybe two more. At 516-620-3602. We need to have you return the momentum of the community action that makes this community of the air possible. And those of you who have waited, Michael was talking about the tens of thousands of people who have not yet pledged to WBAI and yet who are engrossed by, and sometimes grossed out by, its presentation. So 516-620-3602, because the latter shall be the greater. The last shall be the greatest, because this is the moment that we need you. Two more calls. 516-620-3602. Area code 516-620-3602. That is our new pledge center. And part of this vision that is pressing upon us within a matter of weeks or months is we will soon, with your permission, be able to have you back in our studios to answer phones so that we can do it in real time. We're doing it very efficiently now with the call center, but it takes a little bit of a delay for it to be digitized and then transmitted to our recognition of your pledge. Somebody do that now. Let's see how long it takes. 516-620-3602. And can you imagine? It's like the Irish sing, a nation once again, we shall be a station once again. We shall have a unified location for the, you don't need a smartphone. You don't need infrared or Wi-Fi or Bluetooth for carbon-based intellectual machines to share information through proximity. And that is the beautiful vision that stands before us. Right on the other side of the raging shark-filled waters of debt and obligation. And this may seem like a difficult step or moment today, but it's part of the process of financial liberation from the extraordinary, unique throughout the Pacifica Network rents that we were required to pay after they changed the rules on the nonprofit and market rate at Wall Street. This is us recovering, as the Irish also say, we ourselves, Sinn Féin. And we ourselves have to make up for what, in my opinion, is an inadequate response from an insurance company that used to once sponsor a very intelligent guy on public television. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 516-620-3602. Sisters and brothers got to do it for themselves today. One more call. 516-620-3602. And we'll continue with our sampling of this analogous, this parallel film, this DVD called Ethos. It is a mind rocker. It will blow your mind. And you can then become an agent of liberation in the same spirit as Pacifica and the astute analysis of this film, Ethos. 516-620-3602, a pledge of merely $75. And it's, well, yes, you can be an agent of creative subversion and education by having and sharing this DVD. But what you are really paying for is the ability to tune to 99.5 and not hear static. And by static, I mean another sports channel or another right-wing talk channel or another, useless, inhibitory, somnambulistic, narcotizing broadcast entity. There will never be another BAI if you let it go right now. 516-620-3602. Please, please, you, and support your radio station. Maintain its continuity. This is WBAI in New York. I'm Robert Knight. This is a special edition 5 o'clock shadow. I'm here with Kathy Davis and Michael G. Haskins. And they, along with people like Reggie and let's say Esther and Hugh and Andrea and Berthold and everybody else, Sean and Sean, everybody here at the staff is putting their chest on the barbed wire of the difficulty of this moment. And I... Oh, there's enough. That's it. Thank you, Michael G. Such existential courage makes me so damn proud to be a part of this enterprise called WBAI, part of the Pacific Radio Network, and to have friends, sustainers, and people of wisdom and generosity like yourselves listening at this moment. And I promise that we would go deeper into the manipulation of our collective id and hear now the real deal of how we started to get hypnotized in America and around the world.
100 years ago, Sigmund Freud, famous for giving us the science of psychological analysis, suggested that the ideal of individual freedom, central to the idea of democracy, was impossible. He said our hidden desires were too dangerous. Human beings could never be allowed to fully express themselves, that we must always be controlled and would thus always be discontent. Sigmund Freud's American nephew was Edward Bernays. Bernays is almost completely unknown today, but his influence on our society is possibly much greater than Freud. Bernays took the new science developed by his famous uncle and used it to manipulate the masses. Bernays is the man who invented the profession and the term public relations. He worked for most of the major corporations and advised politicians on how to win favor with the public. Like Freud, Bernays was convinced that humans were driven by irrational forces. But by stimulating our inner desires and then sating them with consumer products, he created a new way to manage the irrational behavior of the masses.
What Eddie got from Freud was indeed this idea that there is a lot more going on in human decision making, not only among individuals, but even more importantly among groups, than this idea that information drives behavior. And so Eddie began to formulate this idea that you had to look at things that would play to people's irrational emotions. And you see, that moved Eddie immediately into a different category from other people in his field and most government officials and managers of the day who thought if you just hit people with all this factual information, they would look at that and say, oh, of course.
There's a psychology of dress. Have you ever thought about it? How it can express your character? You all have interesting characters, but some of them are all hidden. I wonder why you all want to dress always the same, with the same hats and the same coats.